This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. We take a lot of our good roads for granted now, even the gravel roads. Someone had to build all those roads, and today I'll read about one of the old timers that helped with that work in Rose Oconee. His name was Elmer Holland, and this article about him and his wife Rose appeared in the February 10th, 1982 issue of Rose Times Region, about the time they celebrated their 50th anniversary. Here it is. Elmer Holland and Rose Hulst met at a school basket social in Stafford Township, and they don't remember whether or not he bought her basket, but it was evident he took to her because he courted her by Model T and horse and sleigh, bringing her before Judge Henry Hagen on February 4, 1932, when they were married. This Sunday, February 14th of 1982, their children are sponsoring an open house to honor them on their 50th wedding anniversary. 50 years which have been filled with hard work, 6 children, and a lot of memories. Elmer was born to Mr. and Mrs. Rasmus Holland in Ross, and Rose was born in Stafford Township to Mr. and Mrs. Albert Hulst. Elmer doesn't remember how he came to be at that basket social about 1930, but I was peppy in those days. I was all over, he laughed. At the time, he was working with his dad in construction. I've been in construction most of my life, from a kid on up, he said. They were graveling, building roads, etc., with horses to begin with, and later with a 60 Caterpillar. He remembers that it burned a lot of gas, but it wasn't as expensive as it is these days. Rose recalls her school fondly. It was a nice school with separate rooms for boys and girls to hang their clothes, even a place for wood. She says she remembered spraining her ankle at a game at the basket social. I think I broke it, but we didn't go to a doctor for a hurt ankle then, she laughed. Elmer came courting for about 2 years before they were married. They set up their first home in the height of the Depression. Elmer was working in the woods at the time. We had to work wherever we could pick up a dollar, he said. He even remembers his team of horses. Rock and Jerry, he said readily. Their home in Stokes was 2 rooms in the upstairs, 2 in the downstairs, and Rose remembers how she kept a big garden and canned everything she could. Elmer kept working in the woods in winter with his brother Ole and Henry Peterson in contracting. Elmer did most of the gravel loading with the cat and an elevator. He can still remember the Model T and Model A trucks he filled, and the fact they were poor as church mice. People didn't go for making big money then. They went for making a living. We were lucky if we had a battery for our radio, he said. He remembers that he even hauled cordwood to the courthouse in Roseau several winters to earn money. Mrs. Holland recalls that the times were different. She used to like to walk in the woods and says that while there were no drugs around then, there were moonshiners all over. Once she ran into many barrels of mash when she was walking in the woods. They let it sit there, and then they'd put up a still and make moonshine, she remembered. She remembers how she grew a lot of brown beans and cabbage and would exchange the crop for such things as sugar and flour. She and the children threshed the beans on a windy day so the shells would blow away. Elmer had gone to the woods one day when she heard World War II had started. He didn't learn about it until he went to eat in a cafe in Roosevelt later. Elmer joined the County Highway Department in 1944 as shop foreman. He was a mechanic and took care of the machinery as well as working on road construction. He remembered doing the mechanical work in a couple of hours in the morning and then going out to work wherever they needed me. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.